Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We are conducting
from
an opinion poll. Opinion Research. It's about a water service. It's about water service. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
You need my opinion on water service?
Yeah, are you satisfied with the service JEA is providing you?
My water? I mean, what do you want to know about it?
Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Well, yeah.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall job JEA does providing the services to your home? Do you think it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
JEA is good.
Good, very positive or somewhat positive?
Yeah.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
Okay.
Does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property, yes or no?
No, there's no well.
Okay. Please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, okay? The
Can
cost
you just repeat
that
one more time?
Please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
So
on
like
each
the water
of the following.
Quality?
Yeah, I'm gonna read a couple of statements and you let me know what you think about it. The first one is the cost that you pay for clean water. Do you think
the
it's
cost that
very
I
cost?
Pay is included in my rent for $50?
I know, but let me finish. Let me finish reading.
You
okay?
know that?
No. I don't know that. The cost that you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and the removing of used water, do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Maybe just somewhat.
Somewhat? What about What about can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment? Do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Did you say how safe it is?
Exactly. For humans and
not
the environment.
At all, right? Babies can't drink it. It's not purified. I mean, how safe can it be?
Okay, so your opinion on that is...
I don't drink hot water, do you?
Sometimes I have to. Do you think that's positive?
You can get one of those purifiers to put on your sink, so you won't have to do that.
A filter. Okay, thank you. Do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Okay, thank you. What about being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outages? Do you think that's very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Yeah. Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Can you repeat that? I'm so sorry.
Okay, being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problems, or service outages. Do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Yeah, they're great. Never had any issues there.
Okay, thank you. What about, do you think JEA can be trusted to provide clean, safe, and drinking water?
I thought we already went through this. It's not safe. No, negative.
Okay. What about being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it is recycled safely? Do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I'm not sure. Maybe just neutral.
Okay. What about operating the water service in an environmentally responsible way?
Responsible ways?
I mean, I don't do water reports. I have no idea. I don't know.
Do you think they provide a reliable service?
A reliable service. Yeah, they're reliable.
Okay. What about the quality of the water for drinking? Do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
No, negative. Negative.
Negative. Okay, thank you so much. How would you rate JEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? Do you think it's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
The electricity, I think.
Yep.
I haven't had any issues with my electricity, but...
Okay. So you think that that's very positive or somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
They're positive. Yeah, very positive. But my issue is that it's just so expensive.
Okay, we're going to get to that part right now. How would you rate JEA's electric service on each of the following? Generating their electric power in an environmentally responsible way. Is that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about the cost that you pay for electricity, given all it provides to your household? You just mentioned that a little while ago.
Yeah, it's definitely negative.
Negative, okay. What about providing reliable service when it comes to electricity? Is that very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Yeah, it's reliable.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm so bad at following directions. I'm so sorry.
No worries. Thank you so much for taking your time and participating. I really appreciate it. Next.
Of course.
Below are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it's removed from a property. Underground water shortage. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar with that?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Okay. What about the Florida aquifer? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar,
Florida
not
what?
Familiar? Florida aquifer.
Are you saying like you aquifer? Like
no,
what?
Aquifer.
No.
Aquifer. You don't know what it is? Okay. What about recycled water? It's like an underground well. That's what it is. An aquifer is an underground well.
Recycled water. An underground well. Recycled. Yeah, it looks great.
Okay. Are you very familiar with that? Somewhat familiar or
no,
not familiar?
I don't know about the question down here. No. I don't.
Okay. What about federal government safety standards? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not familiar.
Okay, what about... Yeah, go ahead. What about clean water? Are you very familiar with that, somewhat, or not familiar?
Familiar with what?
Clean water.
Yeah, I don't know about it. Not familiar.
Not familiar, okay. What about national drinking water standards? Are you familiar with that? Somewhat, not familiar?
I'm somewhat familiar.
Okay. What about purified water? Are you familiar with that? Somewhat, not familiar?
Yeah, very.
Okay. What about used water? Are you very familiar, somewhat, not familiar?
Used water, I mean, no, not familiar. I don't reuse water.
Okay, thank you. Answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on the following, okay? Underground water storage. Are you very familiar? Are you very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative on that?
Are you telling me that there's an underground water shortage?
It could be. That's the reason why we're doing
there
the survey.
Could be? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not familiar. Is that what I'm supposed to answer? I'm helping.
No, you can answer whatever you want. You know, it's okay. Whatever opinion you answer, there's no right and there's no wrong. It's your opinion.
Okay.
What about the Floridan aquifer?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. What about recycled water?
Recycled water?
Mm-hmm. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
But recycled water?
Mm-hmm.
Am I familiar with recycled water?
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about federal government safety standards?
Federal government safety standards, no. Not familiar.
No. Okay. What about clean water?
Clean water, yes.
Okay. What about
I'm not familiar with it because I don't think that there's really clean water anywhere, but...
Okay.
But yeah, I am familiar with it.
Okay, thank you. What about national drinking water standards?
National water standards, I am not familiar with that.
Okay, what about purified water?
Purified water. I am familiar. Remember I told you to get a purifier. Yes, I'm very familiar.
Okay. Have you heard or read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0, pronounced H2.0. Have you heard, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Here's some further information about the new JEA water purification process. JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its system for three reasons. Number one, because state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Two, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in underground aquifer. Three, the purified water...
Is this phone call recorded?
I'm sorry?
Is this phone call recorded?
No. Why?
I was just wondering if you could just read a little bit faster, you know, just kind of like breathe through it.
Okay. I'm going to try to do it as fast as possible, okay? Number three, the purified water return to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for sufficient supply of clean and pure drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's water reclamation?
Can you just a little bit faster?
No, I cannot. That's as fast as I can.
No.
So learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. The H2.0 process, here is how the cycle of water from homes will work under H2.0. Number one, the drinking water provided in the Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Number two, once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner, that even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. Number three, this purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. What do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program, in your own words? Can you please tell me?
I think it's great that we are trying to recycle used water so it's safer for us to drink.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. What do you dislike most or sounds bad about JEA's H2.0 program, in your own words?
I don't know. It's nothing.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Following up, opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following. Number one, this so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. Number two, and that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only needed, but is not only not needed, but risky, and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project? Do you support or oppose?
I'm so sorry. Can you read it one more time?
Yes, no problem. Following up, opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following. Number one, this so-called toilet-to-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released into the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. Number two, and that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky, and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this information.
So it hurts the environment.
Exactly. That's what the opponents are saying, or may say. Do you still support or oppose JEA's program?
I mean, those are really valid arguments. I'm not sure. I would have to say no. I don't.
You don't support, okay. In response to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet to tap, supporters say this term is both.
Yeah, when you say it like that, it sounds really gross.
Okay. This term is both misleading and purposefully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water along with all other used water sources coming out of a home and puts it through 5 purification, testing, and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Then this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer where, after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with, the supporters or the opponents?
The opponent.
The opponents. Thank you. Lastly, here is a short list of statements about JEA's H2.0 project. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, okay? First one.
Okay.
While they are using a proven method for purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. Does that sound very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative for you?
Negative.
Okay, thank you. While JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H2.0's purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. Does that sound very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. As part of the H2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. Does that sound very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay, thank you. Throughout the H2.0 process, there is continual testing of the water to make sure water return to the aquifer meets purified water standards. Does that sound very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative? Thank you. Putting JEA's H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come. Does that sound very positive, somewhat, neutral, or negative?
Positive. Very positive.
Thank you. Under H2.0, purified used water returned to the underground aquifer is more pure and cleaner than when it first came out of the aquifer. Does that sound very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Since regional economic development and job growth depends on water, having a reliable, sustainable supply of fresh, clean water will give Jacksonville a competitive edge to attract and grow jobs of the future. Does that sound very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Given new stricter government standards for used water discharge and North Florida's growing needs for more clean, safe drinking water, JEA customers will end up paying more in the future if JEA did not implement the H2.0 program, because they will have to find more expensive ways to solve these challenges. Does that sound very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Can you just tell me one more time?
Yeah, of course. Given new stricter government standards for used water discharge and North Florida's growing needs for more clean, safe drinking water, JEA customers will end up paying more in the future if JEA did not implement the H2.0 program, because they will have to find more expensive ways to solve these challenges. Does that sound very positive, somewhat neutral,
okay,
or negative?
Sorry, I have so many distractions.
No worries. Do you want me to read it once again?
Can you please?
Yeah, of course, no problem. You've been so kind, I don't mind rereading it.
Thank you.
Given the new stricter government standards for used water discharge and North Florida's growing needs for more clean, safe drinking water, JEA customers will end up paying more in the future if JEA did not implement the H2.0 program, because they will have to find more expensive ways to solve these problems, these challenges. Does that sound very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
That customers would have to pay more in the future if...
if they don't implement that program called H2.0.
If they don't implement the program, that doesn't sound good, that they would have to pay more. So that's
okay,
negative,
so you think
right?
Negative,
my
okay.
Answer now.
Thank you. We almost done now. This H2.0 project involves state-of-the-art, high-tech, scientific processes for purifying water to make it safe and clean. Does that sound very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
One more time.
This H2.0 project involves state-of-the-art, high-tech, scientific processes for purifying water to make it safe and clean.
Okay, that sounds good. Positive.
Very or very somewhat? Possible. Okay, thank you.
Very.
New state government regulations require that any used water put into the St. John's River must meet higher standards than the treated water put there today through H2.0, though H2.0 JEA is ensuring it meets these new standards that will protect the river's health. Does that sound very positive? So
that sounds very positive. Why didn't you mention these things before you told me the opponent side?
I just have to go through the script. I'm sorry. I just have to go through the script.
Okay.
Okay. Lastly, given everything you have heard about JEA's H2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I somewhat support it.
Okay, thank you. Now, just a few more questions for classification purposes. When it comes to your gender, do you identify as male, female, or other?
I am a she, for sure. Definitely female.
Thank you so much. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 through 39, 40 through 54, 55 through 64, or 65 plus?
Did you say 18 to 39?
Yep. Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or black? Yes or no?
No.
Thank
you. I wonder why that's a question.
I don't know, to be quite honest with you. Do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
A Republican? But I'm probably a Democrat. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. That's an answer. If you don't know, that's okay.
So I am registered as an Independent.
Okay.
Am I? I was, but not here. No. Independent.
No problem. Thank you. How long have you lived in your current home? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more?
Okay, tell me one more time.
How long have you lived at your current home? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, 30 years, or more?
I have lived here since 2013.
Okay. So that's 10 years or more?
I mean, not at the same address, I guess. I've been at this address for May, June, July, or 7 months.
Okay. Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I rent.
Okay. Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
12.
Thank you. So that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for being so kind and for being so patient.
I just want to point out that you said it was only going to be a few minutes, and I stuck with you through this for 28 whole minutes.
Thank you so much. I just
and
took longer, I guess, because I had to repeat. No,
I'm so
thank
sorry.
You so much.
I'm usually not this distracted. I had a whole meeting right before today, and I have a baby, and about my mom, and I just have a lot going on. But thanks for your patience.
No, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.